News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Union workers at the big three automakers are close to going on strike. United Auto Workers announced 97% of its members voted in favor of authorizing union leaders to call a strike. The UAW is in contract negotiations with automakers with a 40% pay increase over 4 years among the union's demands. The current deadline for a deal is September 14th. U.S. military fighters responded to a civilian aircraft violating the no-fly zone around President Biden's Lake Tahoe area getaway. Lisa Taylor with more.
The president and his family are vacationing near Incline Village, Nevada, on the north shore of Lake Tahoe. Multiple sources report two NORAD F-16s and a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter responded with jets relasering flares to get the attention of the pilot. The White House says the situation was resolved without an incident and there was no impact to the president. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The pilot of an F-18 that crashed near the Miramar Marine Base last night has been killed during the incident. Scanner traffic picked up the initial call in San Diego.
We just confirmed the aircraft did not have ordnance on board. One aircraft down with one pilot ejected. Unknown location of the pilot.
KGTV says the fighter went down on military land east of the base and there was no other damage to the surrounding area. Still looking to the future, the Republican National Committee is bringing the 2028 National Convention to Houston, Texas.
I have no doubt that they will put together one of the best conventions that the entire country has ever seen.
RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel says that choosing Texas is part of their goal to attract more Hispanic voters. The Toyota Center, which is home to the Houston Rockets, will be ground zero for that gathering. Officials in Hawaii say fewer than 400 people remain unaccounted for after the Maui wildfires. The death toll from the blazes stands at 115. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
A judge in Texas is deciding whether President Biden should be allowed to use what's called humanitarian parole to allow in tens of thousands of asylum seekers.
It's an authority that the White House has, right, to parole people in on a case-by-case basis, and that's what they're doing here.
Javier Hidalgo is with the immigrant rights group RAICES, which is part of the lawsuit. He says these are people who are escaping horrific conditions and have family legally in the United States who are sponsored. Texas is one of nearly two dozen states suing to stop what they see as an unconstitutional use of parole. More money is being spent on mental health since the start of the pandemic. A study of insurance claims published Friday in JAMA Health Forum found spending jumped 54% between March 2020 and August 2022. Teletherapy, increasing access to regular visits, is one of the reasons. 45% of the mental health visits were for anxiety, while a third were for depression. The man behind 60s bubblegum classics such as Hang On Sloopy and My Boyfriend's Back has died. Bob Feldman was a writer and producer of those songs and many more. Feldman, who was born in Brooklyn, also formed his own band, The Strangeloves, which initially pretended to be Australian to fit in with the British invasion. The band's biggest hit was that I Want Candy. Bob Feldman was 83. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.